This is a very big day for us, a very big day for our community.
Kaleida Health CEO Jim Caskey says the obvious as he stands in a new 10-story building his company helped plan for half a decade.
I always like to say it's the place to come if you got issues with your brain, heart, veins, and arteries.
The Gates Vascular Institute and University at Buffalo Clinical and Translational Research Center gathers many services that were previously spread all over town. Surgeons will mingle with researchers and entrepreneurs. To an overflow crowd at the ribbon cutting, Caskey illustrated this newfound synergy.
These wonderful neurosurgeons, they regularly text me things they take out of the brain. They go, Jim, look what we pulled out today. And I'm like, okay.
Officials hope doctors and researchers create and test groundbreaking medical procedures that reduce the effects of vascular disease and result in a few new companies that call the in-house business incubator home. This effort requires the hiring of expensive new talent, says Timothy Murphy, director of the Clinical and Translational Research Center.
Currently in the process of recruiting, and we intend to recruit new researchers, outstanding researchers to Buffalo to populate this building.
A federal loan, state tax dollars, and philanthropists all chipped in on the $300 million price tag, making it among the most expensive facilities of its kind in the world. But with the region ranking among the world's worst affected by heart attack and stroke, these services are badly needed, says Vascular Institute Chair Nelson Hopkins.
People ask me, how come Western New York? And I point to a picture of Teresa's Anchor Bar and I say, chicken wings. That's why it's so high. And isn't it ironic that Teresa's Anchor Bar is right over there? We're thinking about building a bridge directly from Teresa's into the Vascular Center.
Located on the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus, the building has economic development officials optimistic about increased demand for downtown housing and the attraction of retail businesses. For WBFO and AM 970, I'm Daniel Robison.